Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week we'll be studying the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is an essential part of Christian community, of being a follower of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is spoken of several times through the Bible, but we're going to look at a passage from the book of Romans, where Paul, one of the first Christian disciples and leaders, talks about the Holy Spirit and the impact the Spirit has on the life of a Jesus follower.
You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
Well, right before this passage, Paul described what it looked like for a life to be all about sin, to be lived in sin, as he said. So now he shifts gears into the reading that we're exploring now to talk about what life is like in the Spirit. He's contrasting the two. There's a life in sin and rebellion against God, and there's a life with God at the center, on the inside, rather than the outside. Well, he lists off a few ways that the Holy Spirit changes people. The first thing that we can look at is how the Holy Spirit helps people resist sin. Because we're fallen, broken human beings, we have this tendency to rebel against God, to hurt ourselves, to hurt others, to hurt the world God made, and to hurt God himself. We have this way of missing the mark of who we were created to be. It's called sin. And sin is something that unfortunately comes naturally to us now. Because the human race did rebel against God in the Garden of Eden through Adam and Eve, it kind of just comes naturally to us now to rebel against God, to push him away, to sin. And it takes an act of resistance to fight against sin in our lives, to push it out. And it's not a power that we have as human beings alone. That's why Jesus came and did what he did, dying on the cross and rising again to destroy sin's power over us. And that's why he left his Holy Spirit, to stay here with us and to help us, little people, resist sin in our lives, to use Jesus' power to push sin out. That doesn't mean it's easy, but it does mean it's possible when it would have been impossible before. Paul struggled with sin himself. He described it really well once when he basically said elsewhere in the book of Romans that he kept doing the things he didn't want to do, and he had trouble doing the things that he knew God wanted him to do. A lot of us, I think, can relate to that. Well, have you ever seen somebody whose spirit you would say had changed because of following Jesus, or who had a particular spirit about them because of following Jesus, even if you never knew them before they did? Well, that's not just any spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, with a capital S. That's God's Spirit in them, working in them. Because as this passage says, the Spirit gives life through righteousness. The Spirit gives us a sense of what is really living, what life is really about when we were settling for second best before. So the Spirit is life. I remember a woman who I once knew who wasn't a well woman. She was often sick and in pain and disabled, and yet she had this joy about her. And some people might think, oh, well, she was delusional, but it wasn't delusion. She knew exactly what was going on in her life. She knew what was wrong with her, and yet there was a joy there, and the joy came because she was a follower of Jesus. It was the joy of the Spirit passing through her to infect others. Well, finally, in this passage, Paul says that the Spirit brings the resurrection from the dead, resurrection to new life. Because this is the same Spirit we're talking about who Paul says God used to raise Jesus from the dead. Yes, God did it. God the Father was involved. But Paul wants us to specifically know that the mechanism was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the agent here who had some special role when Jesus rose from the dead. And he's saying that same Spirit who accomplished that lives in us. This is great news for us because, again, sin is this great power that we can't overcome ourselves. And it results in death, which we definitely can't overcome ourselves. But Jesus did. And the same Spirit lives in us. Jesus' Holy Spirit lives in us if we've decided to follow Jesus and asked Him to raise us to new life and to raise us from the dead at the end of our lives. Death is no longer the guaranteed ending of our lives, but rather the beginning of life lived fully in God's kingdom. That's great news for us, that the Holy Spirit can live in us, the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. So here's a question for you to think about and discuss with others. How is the wisdom of this passage contrary to the wisdom of our society? What revolutionary ideas do you see in this text? I hope you'll discuss this with some others as well. A big part of what we do as a community is that we're not just a bunch of isolated individuals watching videos, listening to podcasts, but that we're a community of people who are discussing and helping others learn and learning from others as well. So I hope you'll start a little group to discuss our challenges. Tell somebody about what we do. Spend time with them whenever you can to discuss what you've been watching and learning on your own time. So have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.